And they brought young children to him, and he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them,
Suffer the children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein.
And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them.
He said, the Lord build the house, they labored in vain that built it.
Lo, children are an inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Our Father, we truly thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for the many opportunities that you provide in life to allow us to worship. And God, what a glorious and awesome way to worship today, God, through the dedication of your gifts, God. A gift to the Croxons and a gift to the Gardeners, God. And now we come today as they humbly give this gift back to you, God. Lord, we thank you for their willingness to be here today and to see the importance of dedicating these babies. And God, we know that this is not something that automatically guarantees them life eternal with you, God. But we know that this is the first step in doing what is necessary to teach them, to show them the importance of your holy and infallible word. So God, may your hand be upon these families. Lord, these children that are here today, God, may you bless their lives in a wonderful way. Father, we love you so much, and we thank you for what you do. In all this I pray, amen. Congregation, you who are gathered today in worship are privileged to witness the coming of these parents, to dedicate their offspring to the tender care and keeping of God our Father, and to the love of the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. In so doing, they also rededicate themselves to the maintenance of a Christian home, where Christ shall be honored, and the word of God held in reverence. And parents, you come bringing your children as is fitting to the house of the Lord to offer them before God in a service of worship. We pray with you that God's richest blessings may attend them on their journey through life, and may his blessings rest on you also, as in all humility and singleness of heart, as you seek to train and educate them so that they shall grow, even as Jesus grew, in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Recognizing the dignity and the responsibility of parenthood and of your dependence upon divine help for strength and wisdom to faithfully discharge the duties of parents, do you now present your children in dedication to God, seeking divine blessing and guidance for their lives. Having thus proposed in your hearts, do you in the presence of these witnesses solemnly covenant to strive by prayer, precept, and example, and use the many agencies of the church to train your children in love toward God in the knowledge of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Congregation, as members of this church, you have a responsibility in joining these parents in the teaching, training, and nurturing of these children. They need the love and support of the fellowship of believers. Do you accept this responsibility?
We do.
And now, having presented your children in dedication to God, do you also desire to rededicate yourselves to Christ and rely upon the grace of God and strive to live as example of the Christian life before your children? Amen. Having heard these vows and sacred assurances, as a minister of Christ, I joyfully and with earnest prayer commend your children to the gracious keeping of God, our Heavenly Father. Your children will not remember this day, so therefore tell them early their covenant and prayers made this day on their behalf. Our Father, once again we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for this dedication service. And Lord, as these young boys are here today, God, not truly knowing what's going on, but God, we know that the parents understand the importance of it all. And so, Father, I pray now that your many blessings will be outpoured upon these two baby boys' lives. May they grow up to be leaders. May they grow up to be fearful of you, God, and reverence, and know that they can do all things through you. Father, we love you and we thank you. And I thank you for this congregation for here today to witness the power of your love. And all of these things I pray and ask in your precious and holy name. Amen. Church, I just ask that you all be in constant prayer for these families. We know that there's great joys in being parents, but we also know that it's a hard task. And so I ask that you continue to pray for these families as they raise their children in the right way, and may this dedication today begin a new era in these two baby boys' lives. So we thank you for this wonderful service.